Folks in the Bering Strait region will have a chance to find out what contaminants might be in the water, air, or soil where they live. The class is a partnership between an organization based in Anchorage and the Northwest Campus in Nome. KNOM's Lorelei Kinnean has the story.
An organization called the Alaska Community Action on Toxics is bringing the third Field Sampling Institute to Bering Strait residents. ACAT Environmental Justice Program Director Vi Wahi says ACAT has worked with folks on St. Lawrence Island since 2000.
Because our former health aide Annie Aloha tried to get help for our people for 20 years because she started noticing a lot of cancers and other health effects in our people never seen before until after the military left. And this prompted a community-based participatory research project specifically to address the military contamination concerns from the two formerly used defense sites on our island.
And now the program has expanded to 15 villages in the Norton Sound, where Wahi says they've identified 30 former defense sites. Wahi says their research on St. Lawrence Island has found that the levels of PCBs in folks on the island is 10 times higher than the average American not exposed.
And we attribute the higher levels that we found in the environmental samples at both Northeast Cape and Gamble to the military occupation and their activities during the Cold War. And we have done extensive interviews with elders and other knowledgeable people in the community that witnessed the military's activities.
Wahi says state and federal agencies often do their own field sampling, but do not reveal the results to folks directly affected by the contaminants.
So we provide opportunities for communities. People have a right to know of what might be in their environment, in our traditional food, and that might be affecting the health of our people.
Students who take the course in July will learn about water quality testing, fish sampling, sediment coring, computer mapping, and how to monitor stream health. They'll also learn how environmental contaminants affect human health, as well as how to implement a community-based environmental sampling program to assess contaminants from global and local sources. Reporting in Nome, I'm Lorelei Kinnean.